Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday. Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, April 13th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Just sitting here looking around my apartment, as I've been telling you. It looks like, you know what it looks like, folks? There's all these black garbage bags around. It looks like the home of a serial killer. It's very depressing. But you know what, folks? I could be homeless. I could, you know, there's all sorts of terrible things that could happen. But the worst that's happening is I'm having my ceiling redone. Going to be lots of dust around here, but you know, there's always been a lot of dust around here. I'm not like Don Imus. I don't make $10 million a year. Far from it. So I can't afford a maid anyway. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed the show last night, those of you who were listening last night, with Willis Cardo, my longtime friend, I guess. Associate, certainly. And employer, definitely. Willis is a very interesting man. He's very articulate. And, you know, it's amazing. I was listening to him, and I was saying to myself, boy, oh boy, the stuff that he's saying is very controversial. And, you know, he says it like a gentleman, actually. He is a bit of a gentleman. He's an old-fashioned gentleman in many ways, and yet he's been relentlessly attacked and smeared for the last, well, since the early 1950s. The early 1950s when he first started getting involved, and then he started setting up Liberty Lobby in 1955 and really got it rolling in about 1957. And, of course, Liberty Lobby survived until the year, the very pivotal year of 2001. And the loss of Liberty Lobby was a great loss, but we all picked up and started American Free Press. And, you know, for better or for worse, American Free Press is there. American Free Press is not perfect by any means. There's things that appear in American Free Press on occasion that that I may disagree with. There may be things that I write in American Free Press that other writers for American Free Press disagree with. But, you know, it is a forum to bring out news and information that you can't get anywhere else, or certainly, even if it appears elsewhere, it appears in a newspaper format that arrives in people's mailboxes every week, except for the weeks the paper doesn't publish. And so it does serve a purpose. You know, we can't cover every issue every week in American Free Press. We wish we could. But, you know, there's a limited amount of space, and you have to squeeze it in there. I've written stories that are 3,000 words, and the editor will tell me, well, I only have room for 1,500. So I say, all right, let me edit my story. Let me cut it down. And I do. They're not trying to censor me. You know, they're not trying to say, oh, you write that story. They're saying we can't run the whole story. And if you do want the whole story to go in, edit it. And so that's what I do. I can't think any single time the entire history of American Free Press or the spotlight where anything I ever wrote was censored. There was one article that they didn't want to run because we were involved in some legal difficulties with some people, and they figured that the article might stir up the pot, and subsequently did not run it. But that article in question, I later incorporated into my book, The Judas Goats, which was published by American Free Press. I'm saying that in a whole history from roughly, I guess, 1981 through today, I can't even do the calculation, but that's a long time, I've never been censored. Never been censored by American Free Press or by Willis Cardo or by any other person who worked there. So it's about as open a forum as you're going to get. And we have Willis Cardo to thank for that. And again, as I mentioned, Willis has published hundreds of books, original books, and republished other books, and brought you things that you wouldn't otherwise have access to.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where's some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the best thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $50,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "Any saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633 on the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally necessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die. LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collin Piper here. We are going to take calls tonight primarily. The number, if you don't know it, is 800-313-943. Whatever you want to talk about, up to a limit, of course. You know, I was thinking, as I was listening to Willis talking last night and thinking about it today, I think of all these people. Well, there's not all these people. There's a few nuts out there who say that Willis and I are secret Jews who are really fronting for the Anti-Defamation League and for the Zionists, and that we... So it means then, if that were true, that both of us were sitting there last night just pretending the whole time. You know, that takes a lot of intellectual energy to do something like that. And when I consider the fact that I've been supposedly pretending for, I guess, what, 25 years, and Willis is pretending since 1952, that requires an incredible amount of stamina. So if we are pretending, if we are secret Jews or otherwise blackmailed or otherwise paid off, which I can tell you, looking around my little point here, I wish I was getting better paid than I'm supposed to be paid to be pretending to be anti-Zionist, only letting out certain elements of truth. I should be getting paid a hell of a lot more. I just heard the other day that this is rich. I just heard the other day that Christopher Bolin told someone that, according to his sources, I have been provided rock-solid, ironclad, airtight proof that the Mossad was involved in the Kennedy assassination, that some secret sources, high-level sources, provided me this information, but that I'm keeping it under wraps, either because I am a Zionist or because I'm being blackmailed and prevented from bringing out this information. Now, of course, my book on the Kennedy assassination, talking about Mossad involvement, the first ever book on that topic, a book that's been published around the world, a book which has been talked about widely on the Internet, a book that Bolin initially used to attach himself to me and to American Free Press. This book, you know, is 768 pages, full of a lot of material. And, of course, I've always been the first one to say that I never had a smoking gun, but now Bolin is saying that I do have a smoking gun, and I'm keeping it secret. Well, the funny thing is, folks, think about that. If you think about that, if there is somebody out there who really wanted to get that information out there, what they would do if they saw that they couldn't get it out there through me, they'd leak it through somebody else. they leak it to Christopher Bolin, who's supposedly this great Zionist spokesman, this great Zionist exposer. So if Christopher has the source that knows that I have this information, then here I am. I'm challenging Christopher and Queen Esther and their consort, Sarah Bradford Smith, to bring out the smoking gun that proves the Mossad was involved in the Kennedy assassination. Because obviously, Willis Cardo and I are keeping it secret. In fact, I'm going to make a confession. At the American Free Press Office, when Willis Cardo and I conduct business, we speak exclusively in Yiddish. Occasionally, we get into some Hebrew, but mostly we conduct our business discussions in Hebrew. In Yiddish. In fact, most of the people that work at American Free Press speak. So most of our business is conducted in Yiddish. And if you believe that, well, anyway, let's go to the callers. We have Larry in Florida. Larry, come on up.
Hi, Mike.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom to you, brother.
How you doing, Larry?
Well, I'm doing. This whole Don Imus flap makes me totally amazed at how much attention our Jewish-controlled media will hone in on something like this. You know, he said them nappy-headed hoes, and that was like all over the media forever, and it's ruined his career and everything. Does anybody out there remember the guy at the night before we launched our stupid invasion on Iraq? The guy who threw some grenades in a tent with his fellow army officers and enlisted men. Killed like two or three of them. Does anybody remember him?
Well, there's a lot of people who are not numbered by the media or suppressed.
Yeah, but do you even remember his name? Quick, tell me his name.
No, I couldn't tell you. Absolutely not.
The night before we launched, of course, the attack on Iraq was stupid and uncalled for, but this man murders fellow service members in cold blood. And his last name was Akbar. He was a black Muslim from Detroit or someplace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And supposedly, from what I hear, he was sentenced to death. I'm 55 years old with health problems. Do you think I'll ever read that he's actually been killed?
I don't think you will. I mean, but I'll tell you something very interesting about this Hamas thing. Again, you know, I'll tell you if. I mean, like I said, I shouldn't have called these women whores, okay? But he did. Be that as it may, how many people actually heard it in the first place?
No, not me.
You know, but again, the media stirs these things up to stir up racial tension.
Yep.
That's the whole purpose of it. And then Jesse Jackson, this is the guy who referred to New York City as Jaime Town. Now,
sure.
I don't think in my entire life I've ever referred to New York City as Jaime Town. But they gave Jesse Jackson a pass on that. I'm not saying, if I were a Jew and I heard that Jesse Jackson had referred to New York City as Jaime Town, I might kind of think that maybe Jesse Jackson had a problem with Jews. That he didn't refer to it as New York City, he referred to it as Jaime Town. And yet that whole thing has been kind of, that was, they let him slide on that.
You know, back in the 1970s, me and some of my cohorts were rolling our eyes and saying, why is there a Miss Black America contest? Why is there a Black Chamber of Commerce? Why is there a Black a Congressional Caucus? But we'd roll our eyes and say, I don't know, that's the way things are, If we had a white congressional caucus, what would happen?
Well, now that's interesting because you know something, Larry? I can understand why there might be a black caucus or a black chamber of commerce or a Miss Black America. But as you say, you point out quite correctly, if there was a white chamber of commerce or a white Miss America or a white congressional caucus, all hell would break loose.
Absolutely. And, today, I don't know if you know what's going on here in Florida, but we are having what they call on the media down here in Florida a property tax crisis and a home insurance crisis because of the hurricanes. But we are having huge problems. It's all over the media in Florida. And there's a state representative, Nico Rubio, who is putting out these emails trying to motivate us and rally us to do something about this property tax problem down here. Well, I got an email from him today saying tomorrow, statewide, there's going to be a property tax reform a town meeting. And the closest one to me is Fort Myers, downtown Fort Myers at the Centennial Park. And all afternoon, as soon as I got home from work, all afternoon I've been going around ringing doorbells up and down my street and telephoning people for the last 4 hours. And you know how many people I've gotten to go meet to ride to Fort Myers for this outdoor rally for, against these skyrocketing property taxes?
How many?
One. I've got one man after 4 hours of canvassing the neighborhood and telephoning people everywhere. We deserve what's happening to us.
You know, I was going to say, people apparently enjoy being raped.
Yeah,
I really believe that. I remember one time standing here in a store on Capitol Hill right before this time, might have been the anniversary today, and complaining about taxes. And I remember some fool woman saying, oh, well, you know, that's part of the price we pay for living in a democracy. We have to pay our taxes to keep our government going, to provide all the, you know, on and on and on and on. I mean, I just wanted to choke woman, but I'm basically a nice guy, so I didn't, you know.
You know what I paid remember about a year ago when I called and was spouting my white supremacist stuff, somebody named Rita called up and said that I was probably a menial, some kind of a menial labor.
You know, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yes, you know, but I was so busy. I was selling one house and buying another, and my lawyer and realtor and bank and everybody else making me crazy with the cell phones. I didn't have time to call up and tell Rita. Okay, you know what I paid last year, 2006, for my property tax on my home? $7,637 just in property tax.
Oh,
so if
that hurts.
If a menial can write a check for that, by the way, for 30 years I was a nightclub musician, now I'm a truck driver. So, Rita, if that's your idea of a menial, I don't know what we can say about menials. But, you know, we deserve, did you know that fur is coming back? Fur is coming back because lemmings being led around by weasels. And fur is back. Good night, Michael.
All right, Larry. Thanks for your call. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was Larry. All right, we're going to a break. Stay tuned. More callers. The number here is 800-313-9443.
That coffee smells really...
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee? How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 66-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the hardest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $50,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We are going right back to the phones. We have Smitty in Wyoming. Smitty, what's on in Wyoming, or what's going on anywhere?
Well, Michael, greetings from the blacksmith shop in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Okay.
You were definitely sugar.
for those of you who out there, unlike Smitty and Willis Cardo and I, who don't speak Yiddish, that means crazy in Yiddish.
Definitely.
Hey,
you were talking about the Electoral College, and I was going to call in, but then I heard that you shut off any discussion and debate and that you were a bot agent, so I wasn't going to call. But then last night you had Willis on, and I figured, well, if Willis would have Trek with you, then I would too.
All right, well, fire away.
I spent 3 years in graduate school, and my basic thesis was the origins and development of the Constitution.
Okay.
And particularly the Anti-Federalists. But in regards to the Constitution, I know that the Electoral College, and I refresh my memory by going back to Max Farrand and his records of the Constitution, his edition of Madison's papers, you know, they considered several different plans. You know, both the Virginia plan had different methods, and the New Jersey plan had different methods. They were both rejected. And they considered several different ways of deciding whom the electors for the president were going to be, including by the state legislature, by the Senate, if they were chosen by lot from the Congress, or if they were directly popular, equal to the state vote. Now, what they decided on was known as the district system. So that's
okay. Yeah.
And if a presidential candidate won the popular vote in that congressional district, they got the elector for that district. Now, that was the rule of thumb up until, I think it was 1832, when John Adams managed to steal the presidency from Andrew Jackson, because he had fewer popular votes, but he had more electoral votes.
Right, okay.
So they did away with that method, and now it's a winner-take-all. So if in, Wyoming only has one vote, so that's not but if somebody has the majority of the popular vote, they get all the electoral votes, even though they don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that is the corruption of the Electoral College that everybody takes objection to these days. But nobody seems to understand that it is a corruption of the system. Meaning if a candidate took two-thirds of the votes of New York, he would only get two-thirds of the electoral votes. He doesn't get all of them. If upstate New York votes conservative and downstate votes liberal, then the candidates get apportioned electoral votes. And that's the real problem with electoral college these days.
Oh, that, you know what? That's a very interesting point. I'm glad you brought that up. And I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely.
Our founding fathers, you know, they could foresee in the future quite a bit. They were deep thinkers. And
they were smart guys. That's right. Mm-hmm.
They were deep readers, too. They discussed and they had read all kinds of that. You know, most of them were fluent in several languages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These days, you know, we wouldn't find those kind of people that could understand Latin and Greek. And
I suppose now that I think about it, there's probably only three languages spoken in English, Spanish, and Yiddish.
Well, don't forget Ebonics, too.
Well, Ebonics, too. Yeah, thank you. You're absolutely right.
Okay, Michael, you take care now.
Hey, thanks. That's a very interesting point about the Electoral College. I appreciate that, Smitty. All righty. We have, guess who, our resident, Jim in Texas. Jim, we're going to bring you up, but we're going right to the break in a minute here, so hang on. Come on up, Jim.
That's fine, but a good word from your resident cynic to talk about the Electoral College, being that's been brought up. Nobody seems to understand the reason that our founding fathers established this, because the one thing they mistrusted most of all was democracy.
All right.
And
yeah,
hold
that thought. I hear that music playing. That means be quiet. This is Mike Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press, the legend that could.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immune, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I'd want it at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. For a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or king.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of the entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267, or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN to purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-0073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've got Jim and the board with us. Jim, talking about the Electoral College. Yeah,
I'd like to elaborate on what I assume this fellow writer got his PhD in our founding fathers and the Electoral College, but most people don't seem to understand that they're in our forefathers, and these people were among the greatest and most brilliant minds in the history of mankind, with the possible exception of the ancient Greeks with Socrates and Plato and those people. But next to them, these are the best that I can possibly think of, because they knew history, and they knew that people cannot have a democracy where two wolves and a sheep decide what's for dinner, because eventually it's going to come down to, hey, there's no more sheep, because that's the way democracy works. And they put this in as a safeguard. When people vote their own interest above the common interest, that these people were a safeguard to provide the common interest. Not individual interest, because, hey, if you and I could vote on whether we ought to have the same income as Morton Zuckerman, well, guess what the outcome would be?
I think I know how I'd vote on that.
Absolutely. You and I'd be fabulously wealthy and Morton Zuckerman a pauper if we could vote and decide what it would be. So that's what these people put in, but nobody understands why they did it. They talk about, well, they did it because they were gentlemen farmers, or they did it because, no, they did it because they knew human nature. These people in the 1700s knew human nature, and they tried to provide every safeguard they could, but unfortunately they relied on something called an honest politician, which there is no such animal anymore. Hasn't been since then, I don't think. But that's the point. I just can't understand why people don't realize why they did what they did.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a real history there, as Dave from Massachusetts brought that up the other night, and then, of course, Wyoming talked about it further here tonight. I mean, that's what's interesting. As I say, I've always been suspicious of the Electoral College, but at the same time, I realize that the people who constructed it the way they did it because of very good reasons, and they didn't do it arbitrarily. There's a lot of thought put into it. So
they did it because they assumed that the people in the legislature, the people that were, at least a good portion of them, would understand that you have to have the common interest, and the common interest is not a democracy. The common interest is what's good for everybody.
Jim, it's kind of interesting. I didn't really say this last night, but, that was one of the themes behind Willis Carter's founding Liberty Lobby, because his idea was that Liberty Lobby would function as a lobby, which it did, and as a clearinghouse for information for the common good, for what he called America's consumers, taxpayers, and voters, as opposed to special interests. And, it was a noble experiment, just like the Electoral College. And while Liberty Lobby is gone, we still have the Electoral College, and before we change it, we need to do it with a great deal of thought.
Well, in my opinion, Mike, as your caller was, Larry from Florida, said, it's a hopeless cause, Buzz. There's nobody in the Electoral College anymore would stand in the face of the common vote and say, you people are a bunch of idiots, and I'm not voting that way. I couldn't care less. There's nobody around anymore that would make a statement like that.
Well, I tell you what, Jim, that's very cynical, but I'm sorry to say I agree with you.
Well, I'm sorry. Hey, as a resident cynic, I have a right to make those statements.
You got to say what you got to say.
Absolutely.
Jim, I got to move on here. We got a lot of callers, but we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, let's go to John in New Mexico, I believe.
Hi, Michael.
How are you tonight, John?
I'm doing okay. You probably heard about it, as everyone else has, that they're extending the tours for the military.
Absolutely outrageous, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how long can these politicians in Washington lie and get away with it?
Well,
I mean, in other words, I guess I'm trying to get at is there's a silver lining in this, because the people that enlisted in the military may start to turn on their masters when they see that the masters are just liars and thieves.
John, you took words right out of my mouth. I said this before, and I'll say it again based on just what you're talking about. We're going to have some men, maybe some women, on white horses coming out of this hellish war in Iraq, and they may be some of the people who just got their terms ended. There's going to be some guy who is ready to come home, and they're keeping him there, and he's going to get it blown off. But, you know, there was a great Civil War general, I think it was General Hooker, who still went back into battle with one leg. And when they come back to go back into battle, they're not going to go into battle in one of these shameless wars for Zionism. They're going to go into a battle against Zionism, and one of those one-legged soldiers may be the one who leads attack on the White House.
Well, here's another thing. The politicians seem hell, at least a lot of them, seem hell-bent on going to war with Iran, or if they're not, they're just kind of going through the motions.
Going through the motions. Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
If they do that, if they go ahead and do that, now they miscalculated with Iraq and that it would be a cakewalk and there would be rose petals thrown at the Americans and they'd be welcomed with open arms. So they miscalculated there. If they miscalculated in Iran, isn't it possible that they would then have to have a draft and then we'd find out who really is for this?
Oh, that's going to be very, very interesting. Now, I just got a new digital camera, and I'm still learning how to use it, but I hope I know how to use it by the day that they assemble the scaffolds over on Capitol Hill.
Well, they need to, if they put in a draft, they should have it where it goes from 18 years of age all the way up to 80 years of age. And it shouldn't start with the 18-year-olds. They should just say it's a RAND thing. And there should be no, if you go to college.
Yeah, well, but look at it this way. If they do try to put in a draft, I hope to God there are draft riots all over this country. I hope that sparks a real revolution.
See, because, I mean, if these politicians said Iraq and Iran are so important, well then, shouldn't there be a draft then?
Well, yeah, there should be. If you believe these lies, that's the thing. You know, it's just more lies from this same criminal group.
Right. I mean, I guess I'm just trying to see the possible good that could come from all this, all these easy policies.
Well, as I say, the good that will come out is that there will be eventually, I really believe, a rebellion, and there will be a rebellion among the people who are asked to fight the wars. And I hope to God they take out lots of these people who are trying to send them there.
Well, even if it doesn't happen that way, I think with this spending, eventually the interest on the debt is going to be such a big anchor on the economy that I think things are going to break down one way or another.
They have to. They have to. John, listen, I have to move on, but thanks for your call. I actually meant to bring that up, and I'm glad you did, so appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, are you there?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine, Mr. Piper. Thanks for taking the call. I had a question. As an AFP subscriber and a reader of the old Spotlight, and thought you'd be the person to ask because you're a writer and a historian, there was an American writer. His name was Yockey.
Francis Parker Yockey.
Okay, so his namesake, I guess, was Francis Parker, or maybe I'm thinking of Parkman. But anyway, Yockey wrote a book called Imperium.
Right.
I'm trying to find out how or where I might conceivably get a copy of it. I think it's been in print for years. And
Willis Cardo published it at the Institute for Historical Review.
Okay.
And as far as I know, it is out of print, unfortunately, the actual book. You could probably go on the Internet, though.
Yeah.
And go to Amazon.com. You might actually be able to get it through Amazon.com.
Well, can you give me just a thumbnail idea of what he was apparently punished for, was it for writing this book? Did he do some federal time or something?
Well, no, actually, he committed suicide in the San Francisco jail.
Oh.
He'd been taken in on charges of passport fraud. He'd been traveling around all over Europe, and I believe into Latin America as well, and making contact with a lot of people who were fighting the Zionist movement, and the ADL was keeping a close watch on him, and the intelligence agencies were keeping a close watch on him. There's actually, I thought there's a very good book on Francis Parker Yockey called Dreamer of the Day.
dreamer of the day.
Yeah, and the author's last name is Coogan. Kevin Coogan.
Okay.
Coogan.
Right.
And that is an excellent book.
Okay, I'll just write that down.
Yeah, you should be able to get a copy of that. It was just printed a couple years ago. It's a very comprehensive biography of Francis Parker Yockey, and it's got a lot of very interesting information about a lot of very interesting people.
So Yockey apparently wrote more than one book.
Only the book Imperium.
He wrote
a lot of other things, too, though, that have been published.
Now, Imperium in Latin, if I remember my high school, Latin means empire? Or something of that nature?
More or less, yeah.
Was he commenting upon the American superstate or some kind of a condition of government of the future?
No. He was talking, it's a very complex book, and, you know,
okay.
Willis Carter was on the show last night.
Yeah.
Willis pointed out, and quite correctly, that it's the kind of book you need to read many times because there's a lot of different nuances and different insights from the book. It's a book that I'll read. I've never read it in one sit down, but at the time that I have read it,
there's always something new.
You'll agree with one sentence, and then you'll disagree with the next sentence. But it's the kind of book that stops and makes you think.
Well, I appreciate this information. And one quick question, also, Operation Mockingbird that Frank Wisner developed back maybe 4 years ago.
That was that the one to
control the media?
Control the media, right. Mm-hmm.
I wondered if the CIA ever rescinds or closes on domestic operations of that kind, because in light of this IMUS thing of the last several days, the way the critics all fell into line and turned on him pretty much made me wonder if there's a kind of conditioned response or whether loyalty test.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, there could be, you know, something, there could be more to the IMUS thing than meets the eye, but I kind of think IMUS just wore out his welcome, and that's the end of IMUS.
Okay, well, fair enough, and I'm going to go looking for Francis Parker Yockey, who I assume was American-born and kind of a prophet without honor in his own.
Yeah, very interesting guy, yeah.
Thanks very much for taking the call.
Thanks for your call, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to, I believe it's Mike in Connecticut. Mike, are you there? I'm sorry, we just spoke to Mike in Connecticut. Will in Missouri. Will, sorry, come on up.
Hey, how are you doing, Michael?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I've got a, long we're talking about books, I've got a book I haven't heard anybody talk about on air or in writings, not referencing, and it might be a book that you've got in your library or one that you've read. It was written by William Ernest Hocking. It's called The Spirit of World Politics, published by Macmillan back in 1992. Have you ever heard of that book or read
not
it?
Not off the top of my head. How is Hocking's name spelled?
H-O-C-K-N-G.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us about it?
Well, yes, and just briefly, because I don't. It's a long book, but it really is a. I don't know. I think it would probably be the best book that I've ever seen. That it gives people a comprehensive understanding of all of the circumstances leading up to the creation of the nation state Israel, and the ideas that were well known and talked about only prior to. Zionism taking a real strong front. It even has a section in it. The paragraph here is the problems, or excuse me, political Zionism. He also has the burden of Palestine. He talks about the mandates, and that's another topic that doesn't seem to come up too much. But really, his coverage of the Syrian mandates with the French and the British mandates in Africa, the Palestinian mandate, gives people a really clear understanding of what the circumstances were that we have given the Hitler people the idea that it would be just fine to be able to have some place where people could be worked, you know, basically set aside as working slaves almost, because that was what everyone else was doing at the time. But one of the things that I really found good about this book was that he talks about the Balfour Declaration, but he lays it all out in such a fashion that it's inspiring to read it, because this man was the professor of philosophy at Harvard University. At the time of writing, he was also a close friend of Roscoe Pounds, spoke with him at several things. I've got one of the transcripts, And it makes for just an excellent beginning place for anyone out there that can get a copy. Understand that they can be from time to time found on Amazon in the used book sections.
It William is, Ernest Hocking, H-O-C-K-I-N-G. Very interesting.
And nobody speaks of it. Now, that,
I never heard of it.
No.
Never heard of him, never heard of the book. That's interesting.
Well, file it away. An important man, an excellent writer, very well documented, excellent research. Now, the second thing that I don't hear about, and I wonder why, is the Jewish Autonomous Region, J.A.R.
Birobidzhan.
Because it is not only strategically placed in the Amur River Valley, where you can commute with China just by going in a boat across the river, but it also controls the seaport end of a very, very long river that basically creates the northern border of China, the southern border of Russia. It's also the Jewish Autonomous Region. So when we talk about the Jewish national home and the Jewish home and a home for the Jews, there was an experiment that was set up by Stalin. And
it was already in existence even before the State of Israel. I don't know why all the Jews didn't go there.
A lot of people did go there. And I can hear your music going.
Yeah, well, hang on there for the break. This is Michael Collins Piper talking with Will from Missouri, talking about the Jewish Autonomous Region in Western Russia, actually beyond Russia, way out there in Asia. The secret Jewish state that no one knows about. Good call, Will.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 86222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, it's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you don't want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all currently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267, or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Will in Missouri. You know, Will, befitting the accusation that I am a secret Zionist, I'm just going to go public right now and say that, yes, I am a Zionist, not a secret Zionist, and I believe that there should be a Jewish state, and since there was a Jewish state established in the 1930s by Joseph Stalin, all of the people who occupied Palestine and took the land away from the indigenous Christian and Muslim Arabs should be airlifted to the Jewish autonomous region of Bir Lejan. Does that sound logical to you?
Well, one of the easiest ways to do it would just be to barge them around, you know, because you can come right past the Sakhalin Peninsula and go right up the Amur River and just deposit them right there in their own area.
Well, I mean, why should the Jews have two states? I mean, they get two states, nobody else does.
Well, this is why I brought it up, Michael, and this is something that people discuss on the air. But this demonstrates beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is not for the intent of having a Jewish state. It is for the intent of agitation and control of the Near East.
Exactly.
And when Joseph Stalin set this up, it was kind of like, in many respects, his final solution for the Jews. Okay, the Jews, you go here. And so they went there. But they were very, very unsuccessful. And
didn't have U.S. foreign aid.
they were getting billions and billions of dollars. What they had to do, you see, was they actually had to put their hand to the plow, which was kind of objectionable. But anyway, when I read on the Internet some time back now, they were down to one synagogue. But it was part-time Christian. So, I mean, we talk all you want about, you know, the faith, the belief system, and so on and so forth. But on its own merit, in its own place, with tenders or contention, it was not successful. And so, but, however, going into from a deeper standpoint, looking at it from the standpoint of intrigue, the de Havilland Twin Otter, you can be in Beijing from Bir Lejan probably in 3 hours. You could fly back and forth continuously. You could bring Chinese people in there for whatever we wanted. And in 3 or 4 generations, you could have Bir Lejans that look exactly like Chinese. Take any kind of conspiratorial thing you want. If you wanted to launder money, if you wanted to get involved with drugs, if you wanted to get involved with other things like the aphrodisiac business and things like that, perfect location. If you wanted to have if you wanted to have Congress with Vietnam, again, it's just a short plane hop. So Bir Lejan, the JAR, Jewish Autonomous Region, is strategically placed for the final game, the game where China and the United States in the great showdown. And I believe that there's much to be studied here. I would love to hear more information from other researchers on it. I just wanted to bring that out on your broadcast. Maybe.
Well, I'm glad you did. You know, I actually started to do a story for the Spotlight on this very topic about 20 years ago, and I just got distracted and never did it.
Well, it took
20 years, but you brought it up here, and I'm glad you did.
It's time to bring it out, and I hope someone will, perhaps someone that has passport ability and can go and get it firsthand and look at the stuff and see what's happening on the ground. But it is certainly an area that you'll never hear about in the news. I've never heard about it on Patriot Radio or anywhere else. So,
well, you brought it up here, Will. Congratulations. If I could get you a gold medal, I would.
Well, that won't be necessary, but keep up the good
work. All right. Thanks a lot. We have a minute or so here. I'm going to try to bring up Jim from Illinois. Jim?
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
All righty.
You know, in light of this whole Imus affair,
mm-hmm.
You know,
I hear the music. Say, go ahead and say what you say.
The whole thing of that is an attack on free speech.
Well, you know, it's convinced people to precisely that, exactly, to accept it, to be able to shout somebody down. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, take a negative and go after positive like we're doing, saying, well, they're all criminals.
All right, Jim, that's it.